Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ed Kopp is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's right. Ed's back. Our old buddy Ed is co-founder of BMC Associates. He spent quite a significant career in corporate America as an executive, as a leader. For the last several years, he's been helping small businesses, family-owned businesses, partnership with conflict resolution, mediating issues, helping them resolve problems, but also just work better. Just make sure that they become more efficient and more productive and work together. He's doing a good job of that, and we're the beneficiaries of what he's learned because he joins us on a regular basis to share some of the things he's learned, because all of us in small business have something, if not exactly what he's dealing with, some part of what he works with in his career is applicable to us. Ed Kopp, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back here, Jim.
Good to have you back. You know, I think whenever you join us, Ed, even though I don't have a partner as the way you have partners, you know, people who two individuals who come together and they buy a business, or there's, you know, two brothers that inherited it from their father or mother, whatever. You know, those are, I think, probably a lot of your typical folks. I don't have that situation. But almost everything we talk about, there's some facet of it that impacts me, that crosses over into my world. And I think most people see that because it's small business, and there's not that much difference between one or the other in terms of the way they're organized.
Well, that's right, Jim. And actually, we see partners all over the place. They may not be legally partners, they may not be owners, but most everybody who's built a healthy small business has at least one or two employees who we think of as partners, in a sense. They're really essential to the operation.
Right.
They're people you trust. They're people you're building the business together with. And maybe at some point you'll decide that it's important that they actually own a little bit of the business.
Right.
But you've got partners long before you make that decision in a lot of cases.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about the family situation. This is old. It's as old as society, right? Primogeniture is one aspect that's been around a long time. The family heirs get passed down to the children. For millennia, that was the way things were done, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you go all the way back to Cain and Abel and Adam. I always think of Adam had a business with two divisions. One was farming, and the other was being a shepherd. He divided it up among sons, and didn't work out well.
That's right.
So family business is tough sometimes.
Yeah, they always are. So now we're into a more sophisticated time, obviously. And how is it looking out there for businesses to be passed on from the founder, let's say, to the first generation?
Well, it's not easy. There are really two challenges. One is the fact that just keeping an entrepreneurial business going under any circumstances is not easy, as I think we all know.
Mm-hmm.
That with all the competition and economic cycles, a really large proportion of family business, I never can quite get the statistics consistent from various sources, but a very large percentage just don't make it more than the first 5 years. So mm-hmm. family businesses suffer from that same
The last number I saw was 50% of businesses fail in 4 months. In 4 years.
Uh-huh, and I think that's optimistic.
And that's an increased mortality of 20% over the last 20 years.
Wow, Yeah. So it's getting harder out
there.
Yeah,
it is. There. It is. That's just from the founder. Never mind the passing it on. But what is the industry saying right now, in general about the likelihood of passing a business on to a family member?
Well, the rule of thumb is that just a little more than 30% of family businesses get to the second generation. So really become family businesses in the sense that they've gone two generations. And then the word on the street, so to speak, is that only about 13% reach the grandchildren, the third generation.
So in terms of just the first generation going from, and the reason why that's, we'll talk in the next segment, we'll talk about why I think that's really the most important one, is about 30%. We also have some news on what our audience says that their plans are with regard to passing the business on to a family member, and I'll report that after these messages, and we'll be back right back with our good friend Ed Kopp. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.